Just the last bit of cargo going on, last bit of paperwork to sign. We'll be on our way. Our flight time today is 9 hours. Most of the flight back, smooth conditions. There are some quite strong jet streams over North Africa, which may cause a few bumps, so I would suggest while seated, you do have your seatbelts fastened. Forecast weather for London, not as warm as here. This morning it was -4. Forecast of rain and light snow showers during the day. Imagination of the flight, and you can update of our arrival time and the latest weather. You'll be able to follow our route on the flight entertainment system. Once you do push back, Deborah and the rest of the cabin crew will be showing you a demonstration of the safety equipment and procedures on the GY 767. I would ask you to give this your full attention, as this is for your benefit, not for theirs. I'll leave you now in the capable hands of Debbie and the rest of the crew. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a few moments we're going to be demonstrating to you the safety equipment procedures that are specific to this particular Boeing 767. I do recognise that many of you are very frequent travellers and you've watched the video or seen the demonstration many times before, but we ask you please just to give us 5 minutes of your time to refresh your memories. For those of you with individual screens, you will need to have them in the viewing positions, and if the cabin crew could also take their positions into the cabin. the cabin crew could prepare for a manual demonstration, please.
Have you got any...
Emergency exits from both sides of the aircraft. They are clearly marked and have been pointed out to you now. There are two exits at the rear of the aircraft and two at the front of each cabin section. Please take a moment now to locate the exit nearest to you, bearing in mind the nearest usable exit may be behind you. To help you find your way to the exits, additional lighting will be provided at the armored floor level. In the unlikely event of having to use the escape slide, leave all hand baggage behind and remove high-heeled shoes as they may tear the slide. Now ensure that your tape is folded away, your seat back is upright for the armrest stand and the seatbelt fastened. The seatbelt is fastened and adjusted like this and unfastened like this. Whenever the fastened seatbelt slides well, you must go back to your seat and fasten your seatbelt securely. For your own comfort and safety, we recommend you keep your seatbelt fastened at all times and visible to avoid being disturbed in flight. If the cabin air supply fails, then oxygen will be provided. Masks like this will appear automatically. Stay in your seat and pull the mask towards you. Or if you are seated in the unworld or are occupying a washroom and cannot reach a mask, then pull the coloured streamer to release the mask. This will open your oxygen supply. Place the mask over your mouth and nose like this and breathe normally, adjusting the band to secure it. Do make sure your own mask is fitted before helping anyone else. Unworld passengers who are seated or reclined in their seat may have to push the centre dividing the screen to grab a mask. Your life jacket is underneath the floor beside your seat, however in Club World seats it is behind the side panel and floor level. If you cannot locate this, then please just ask a member of the cabin crew after the safety briefing. In the event of no water, remove the life jacket from its container and pull it over your head. Pass the tapes around your waist and tie them securely in a double bow at the side. To inflate before the red dot is shown. The air can be topped up by using the mouthpiece. There's a whistle here for attracting attention. Do not inflate your life jacket until you're outside the aircraft. And we will supply life cots for babies and life jackets for infants. We're not being used in flight, and airport computers must be switched off or disconnected from the seat power socket. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, please study the safety card and take notice of the fasten seatbelt sign. May I remind you that electronic portable telephones and other electronic equipment such as games and computers may interfere in the aircraft system and must be switched off during takeoff, approach and landing. Portable telephones or any other device that transfers data must remain switched off whilst the aircraft is in flight. As for no smoking service, for no smoking signs will remain